to start off this hour, we're talking to Mike Kirkton here. And Mike is the, he's actually the, he represents the 3rd District of the Livingston County Board. And he's actually now running for the 105th District for the state representative in order to take Dan Brady's spot. Because remember, Dan Brady's running for attorney, Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
And there's one more candidate who recently announced, and we'll talk about him later, but there's another candidate who announced for Secretary of State semi-recently, I think in the past week or so.
Oh.
But we've got Mike Kirkton, and he's running in the 105th, which looks a lot different now. So it's kind of like Dan Brady's district, but also kind of not, because it extends to the north part of Normal. And then it goes out into Lexington. Can you kind of describe your district a little bit, Mike?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, and thank you for having me on. Good morning, Robert. So when you look at the 105th and the way it was a year ago under Dan Brady, it's the demographics today, and it's going to be completely different. So the 105th that Dan Brady had pretty much encompassed the Bloomington-Normal area and a little bit north. And so what they did under redistricting, the state of Illinois did, is extend that northern boundary almost up to La Salle, Peru, or just south of the La Salle, Peru. South Streeter is where the northern boundary is of the new district. And then it does not include or encompass, you know, Bloomington-Normal proper, just the northern portion of Normal, right around 55, Towanda, over towards Lexington. Mm-hmm. So it's really a new district.
It's big.
It's pretty spread out. Makes it a challenge.
My question is, you know, with campaigning, and if you were to get the district, how are you going to work that out where, you know, I have to cover this vast area of constituents, right? And how are you going to go about this?
Well, campaigning, you know, we'll kind of talk about it first. I mean, the district itself is made up of at least 7 different counties or parts of different counties. So to me, the challenge is getting to know constituents in each one of those areas. And so what we're doing right now is traveling throughout the district, meeting with GOP party chairman, and just talking to them and listening to what people and constituents in that area, what they think, what their concerns are, and what their issues are. So mm-hmm. right now we're doing a lot of traveling all over the district, a lot of driving, and for me, it's a lot of just listening.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit about Mike, I think that's crucial for our listeners to know, Robert, is that he has served in the U.S. Army, and I'll let you tell him a little bit about your service. For near 30 years, 26 years to be exact.
Correct.
And he served in the U.S. Army. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what you did there and what your service looked like?
I graduated Gridley High School right down the road. Went to college on an Army scholarship. I went to a small military college out west, was commissioned as second lieutenant, and then was able to complete my 4-year degree here at Illinois State. Got a Bachelor of Science in Political Science, believe it or not, at ISU, and then went on active duty. And then spent the next, I liked it so much, I spent the next 26 years in uniform. I retired as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. I was an infantry officer by trade and retired in 2005.
Wow.
Been all over the world and been to a lot of places. Some places I don't want to go back to, but got to see the world.
Active duty. Go ahead, Rob.
Let me ask you this, Mike. So how are you going to take your military experience that you had and apply it to the job of state representative should you be elected?
Well, you know, for me, sir, it's about service. I served my nation for close to 30 years, and it's just another opportunity to serve my community. You know, and you talk about how does that translate. You know, when as a young officer, I was ingrained with what we call our 7 Army values: loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. And, you know, when you leave the Army, those just don't go away. I carry those with me every day. I carry those in my approach to my elected position on the Livingston County Board. And I'm going to bring, it's part of my life, I'm going to bring it to being a state representative for the 105th District. So
Now, what are your frustrations with current legislators, or is there something you like about our current legislators? For example, Dan Brady. I mean, this is a little part of his district, but what would you want to see different in Springfield?
That's a good question, but I don't think it's a fair question, because the 105th district that Dan Brady represented is not the 105th district
that you're representing.
That I'm representing. No. I mean, the demographics are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes with its own set of challenges. And the constituents and voters have their own different set of issues than what Dan Brady would have saw a year ago.
Right.
So I just don't think that's a fair question. It's
right.
A good question, but it's not fair to Dan. And
the
districts are just so completely different.
Yeah. So maybe a better phrase would be, what are some things state representatives as a whole in Illinois, just Illinois representative, what would you like to see different in it? Or is there something wrong with Illinois politics in Springfield right now? I mean, it's to me personally, I'll say it. It's my opinion. It's corrupt. I think it's corrupt. I think that the people are not listening to their constituents as of right now. And that's just a personal opinion. But I think that there are some frustrations from constituents in regards to Springfield politics.
Yes, ma'am. I agree about the frustration. But I go back to what I just kind of talked about a little bit, it being a new district. You know, there's new stakeholders, there's new priorities for the district. And so, I talk about my seven Army values that I grew up with. That's what I bring to the table as a representative for the 105th district.
It's, mm-hmm.
Again, those seven those values just don't go away when you leave. I mean, I carry those with me every day in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
so. Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Because one of the things that we see with Springfield, obviously, is that Chicago Democrats pretty much seem to run everything. So, how are you going to approach going into Springfield and either working with or trying to convince Chicago Democrats to come on board with maybe some things that you want to get done? How are you planning on working with the other side, if at all?
Well, I do, and it's about treating people with dignity and respect. You just have to work with people and understand what their issues are and their points are. I mean, like on Livingston County Board, we would bring up a resolution or something to vote on, and you do the best you can. You provide your argument, you provide your facts and what you think is best, and it goes to vote. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It's water under the bridge. You move on to the next issue. So you just listen and provide the facts and issues as you see them and do the best that you can. And then once it goes to a vote and it's done, everybody gets behind that vote and we go on to the next issue.
Schedule a wellness checkup at thedoordr.com. We're talking to Mike Kirkton here. He's running for the 105th district, which is a newly kind of redrawn district that Dan Brady would have been representative of, but Dan Brady's deciding to run for Secretary of State, so leaves the seat open. So Mike has thrown his name in the hat to try to take over that position. We've been talking to him about what he would do as a state representative. One area we haven't gotten into yet is education, which continues to seem to be a big issue here locally, as well as statewide and nationally. Mike, what are some things that you would do or try to do as it pertains to education if you're a state representative for the area?
Well, Robert, that's a great question. And so I'm going to kind of give you a long answer. And I can't tell you that I'm specifically going to do this or not do this. In the next couple of days, I'm bringing in business leaders, educators from throughout the 105th district. We're going to do a focus group and help us kind of put issues together and flush out some details on the issues. You know, you have politicians tell you all the time, well, we're going to lower taxes. Well, that sounds great, but, what does that mean? I mean, there's no meat on that. That's great that you want to say that, and good on you for saying it, but that doesn't put any meat on the bones. And so we, my campaign, is bringing in leaders from throughout the 105th District, and a school superintendent is included in that to help us kind of flush out and put some meat on the bones of what the issues are for the 105th. I truly believe that within this first 60 to 90 days of this campaign, I think the most important thing to do is to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, I have all these great plans that I want to do as a representative for the 105th, but I think the most important thing I can do right now is just listen.
Yeah, listen to parents. I know that this District 87, and this is probably, all of their schools are probably out of your district. I don't know exactly what high schools in Normal would be, or in schools in the Unit 5 area would be, but they're cutting their classes down to just 8 a.m. to 12:58 p.m. for BJHS students, and then they're cutting it for BHS students 7:30 to 12:13 p.m. They're cutting out lunch periods because they want to avoid the potential risk of COVID-19. And I think a thing would be listening to parents and how they feel about that. And we were talking a little bit off air about, you know, parents trying to get there and trying to work around their work schedules. And then we were talking about your extravaganza when it comes to the Livingston County Board and Zoom meetings and going remote and going in person to the courthouse to have these meetings. So I feel like you're going to get a lot of that when it comes to COVID-19. That's just what is affecting people and parents in every district in Illinois.
Right. COVID-19 and all the frustration that people have with what's going on today affects everybody throughout the district. I can't tell you a single person it hasn't touched in some form or fashion or affected. Mm-hmm. Whether you have kids or not in school, it's still, you know, there's still an impact on the district and on citizens within the district. So, yeah, I think it's going to be important to my constituents. And like I said, I just want to hear what their issues are and listen. Mm-hmm. I have to keep things in perspective as well. I'm a Republican in a democratically controlled House and democratically controlled governor. Mm-hmm. So it's working smarter, not harder, in that respect once I'm elected.
Yeah, working.
So this does bring up something here, Mike. And we're talking to Mike Kirkton, who's thrown his name in the hat to try to run for the 105th District for the Illinois House of Representatives. So a lot of issues that come up that people are concerned about are local issues that the state doesn't necessarily do, you know, isn't really involved with, like District 87, what's going on right there with them, you know, stopping school a bit early. But how much would you, because even though you can't really pass legislation or encourage legislation on the state level, how much would you be weighing in on local issues that, or try to get involved with local issues at all, should you be elected?
I absolutely want to be involved in local issues, and I will fight for that opportunity to do what I can to help the constituents of the 105th District. I mean, that's what I'm there for. Again, it goes back to service, right? I mean, how do I best serve the constituents of the 105th District? So their issues are my issues, and that's what I'm there for, is provide an avenue to help people solve issues, solve problems, and make life better in the district. Mm-hmm. I mean,
five children on a horse farm. That's it. No easy task, I'd imagine. But your kids were in remote learning, and you saw it firsthand. So you have experiences that you can bring to the table, just as being a former constituent, as a representative, and it's issues that involve, you know, remote learning, COVID-19, things like that. But you bring up a governor. So how do you, we were talking a little bit about his executive orders and how the actual function of the Illinois House of Representatives, and that's what I wanted to know. How do you feel about the actual function? Does the functionality of government in Springfield have to change, where we just operate off of executive orders? That's just what it looks like to me as a constituent. It feels like we're What's the point of having a representative if we're just going to listen to everything that Governor J.B. Pritzker says and does?
And unfortunately, you are correct. It's frustrating because we are operating on a series of executive orders. And we fix that in the House of Representatives every 2 years mm-hmm. by voting in or out those individuals that we want, and the same with the governor. And mm-hmm. every 4 years, we elect a new governor and try to make changes because this has not worked for us. So let's exercise our right to vote as Americans and residents of the state of Illinois and vote in a new governor.
Very nice. Mike Kirkton running for 105th. Mike, how can people reach you or reach your campaign?
I'm on Facebook right now, and we have a website going up, Citizens to Elect Mike Kirkton. So please come check us out, and we'd love to hear from everybody within the 105th District. And thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Kirkton, check him out.